Millions of people suffer from cold, flu, and headaches. And that's why today we have Marcos Fernandez, who will tell us the homeopathy for flu, cough, the common cold, and similar conditions, and what you can do to prevent or to optimize your condition once you have this. Now, what's so special about Marcus is he has spent over 30 years shaping modern homeopathic education, and as the principal of the Center for Homeopathic Education, he has trained thousands of practitioners through a curriculum that blends classical foundations through practical real-world use. And beyond homeopathy, Marcus speaks widely on men's health, longevity, mindful living. He co-hosts Beyond the Shed, a candid podcast exploring men's emotional well-being, and his book Homeopathy at Home embodies this approach, offering clear guidance for everyday ailments. And he also has developed an AI-powered home prescribing assistant that can expand access to reliable natural health guidance around the clock. Now, Marcus, tell us about people who are currently suffering from flu, common cold, sore throat. What can they do in order to optimize their condition with homeopathy?
Heal Podcast with Lily Petrescu shares longevity and anti-aging techniques to stay young forever, increase energy, overcome addiction, and live your longest, best life ever, shared by world's most innovative alternative and traditional health thought leaders, healers, and doctors. Discover quantum healing strategies to heal your mind, body, and soul.
Okay, big question. Thanks, Lily. Thank you for your introduction. Well, I think we have to really start off with what is homeopathy. So many people may have heard of it or not heard of it. And so really, what is homeopathy? Well, homeopathy is a whole system of medicine. It looks at you mentally, emotionally, as well as physically. And it works on the like cures like principle. So for example, if you chop up an onion, your eyes water, your nose runs. Well, we use onion in a very small amount for people that have got colds or hay fever or symptoms where the eyes are running and the noses are running, like the eyes are all watery. So whatever can cause something in a large amount, in a small amount, it can cure it. Okay? So like you gave an example then of a cold. Well, the remedy onion, which is called Allium Cepa, is used for people with colds, with those, like as though you chopped an onion, your eyes are watering and your nose is running. So again, it's a bit like coffee. So if you drink a lot of coffee, you sort of like get very, very animated. Your nervous system gets very wound up. You end up sort of rushing around. It's like, you know, your whole nervous system is in this adrenalized sort of mode. And you can't sleep, you've got lots of ideas. Well, we use coffee or the remedy kefir, which is made from coffee, in a very small diluted amount for people that have those symptoms who haven't drank coffee, who are just very wired up from work or from stress and from, you know, worrying about things, you know, especially work related. So again, whatever can cause something in a large amount and a small amount and it cure it. So that's the first principle, which is really important and a very simple principle. You know, nature's given us all the medicines we're ever going to need. It's out there. Now, the difference with homeopathy than say going to see an allopathic medicine is that homeopathy looks at you as an individual. So in allopathic or orthodox medicine, they look at you like one size fits all. You have a cold, you take this drug. You got a cough, you take this drug. It's like you take the same, you know, whatever the symptoms are. Now, it's a bit like a car dashboard. So if the oil light flashes, it means there's something wrong in the engine. But if you just take the bulb out or just suppress the symptoms, there's still a problem in the engine, then the car can break down 2 or 3 miles down the road. So what we do with homeopathy, we go into the cause in the engine, fix the problem, and the symptoms will clear up of themselves. So, you know, there's a real paradigm shift about what is health and what is disease. It's like the homeopath looks at it differently than the allopath. Allopath wants to just suppress the symptoms. Oh, look, it's gone. You know, but actually it's been suppressed. You've suppressed the body. With a homeopath, tries to stimulate the body to heal itself. Okay? So that's the really big fundamental difference. So there's got to be a little mind shift or paradigm shift around, you know, how we look at health and well-being, especially when it comes to treating symptoms. So back to the cold or cough or whatever you may have. Let's just say you've got a cold, which you have got today, and a sore throat and different symptoms. Well, what we do as a homeopath, I would ask you some questions, like, for example, you know, what makes the let's just take the sore throat. What makes a sore throat better and worse? Now, you could say it's better for warm drinks. It's better if it's on the right hand side or the left hand side, or you'll say which maybe what side of the throat it's on. What makes it better? What makes it worse? What's the sensation like? Now, you may say, oh, it's like a sore throat. Well, what is it? Sore? Is it burning? Does it feel like a splinter? Is it shot? So as you know, there's all different types of symptoms. So five people could have a cold. Five people could have a sore throat. Five people could have a flu. But you've all got individual symptoms. You may be, with your cold, you may be better if you go outside in the fresh air. Some people be worse going outside the fresh air, better being indoor. So this is what we do. We're like a detective. We're trying to figure out what's your individual symptoms and give you a remedy according to that. So again, those five people all could have a different remedy according to their characteristic symptoms. Now, the third part, which is really important, is what are the question I would ask you. I'll take all your symptoms of your cold or your sore throat or your flu. The next question I will ask you, which is really important, is when did it all start? Because that's really important. Was it, so if I ask you, when did it all start, your symptoms, what would you say?
So I've had a sore throat, cough, and migraine for the last 10 years. Okay. And I would say I've had that pretty much every day. But I've had periods of times where it has subsided a little bit, especially in warm weather. And then I kind of figured out, oh, I need to actually be in warm weather countries. So I started being there. And then when I noticed that actually I had some of the same symptoms in warm weather as well, I figured actually maybe it's my stomach that is causing them. Maybe it's poor digestion. Maybe I have acid reflux. And so I mean, I had, you can say, relatively mild sore throat and cough and migraine all of the time for the last 10 years, every day. And then I felt a little bit better when I was in Dubai. And then when I returned from there, which was like 8 days ago, I have properly had the flu, like a headache and fever and sore throat and like a proper really bad cough and, you know, green
and
stuff.
And was that after? So there's two things going on there. Number one, you've had a chronic issue for 10 years. So the definition of something that's chronic is that it's long lasting. It never really resolves itself. When you have an acute, that's like what you've got now. It's like you start with a cough, a cold, there's the beginning, there's the middle, and there's an end, and you get over it. But then you can go back to the chronic state. So you've got two things going on there. So what you, the chronic, the first thing to deal with would be this flu-like symptoms that you've got now, okay? It's like the top of the layer. So when did all that start? You said it started 10 days ago.
Yeah, 8 days ago, yes.
What happened 8 days ago?
So I traveled from Dubai to here, and then I started swimming at night. And the water was very warm, and then the wind was really cold. And maybe that's the thing that kind of got me. And then I was going for a walk at night. And I figured, actually, I have sore throat. I've been having sore throat. It's no big deal. But why does it hurt so much now? Like, it was really, really painful. And it still really is very painful.
And you had more like flu-like symptoms.
Yes, a lot more flu-like symptoms, almost like to the point of sometimes I feel like I have to lie down the entire day because I can't actually stand up.
So you've got two things going on. I said chronic, which is the sore throat, the migraines. And what else would you say? Sore throat, migraines, and headache.
Cough. Yes.
Migraine.
Cough. Yeah, cough, migraine, sore throat, and a general state.
But that's been for 10 years.
Yes, 10 years. Yeah.
But the thing that you've had recently, this sort of flu-like symptoms, so I asked you, when did it all start? You said 8 years, I was traveling, but then I went swimming. And the water was warm, but the air was cold. So that, I would say, is the cause of this flu you've got now. We see this all the time. Never been well since cold wind, getting chilled after swimming. I've had it when people get the haircut, that maybe at the head a barber's, when the hair's been wet and they go outside and it's cold. So you would need a remedy that covers never been well since a cold wind and being chilled. And there's different remedies. Remedies like the remedy aconite, which is ailments from cold wind. So basically it's about being chilled. However, you could take a remedy for that. That would be great. And that would clear up. Again, you take the remedy. And what the remedy does, it's a bit like I'm going to use a car analogy. It's a bit like the remedy is like a key to a lock. like say a key to an ignition. Now, I know most cars are electric these days, but in the old days, there used to be an ignition key. You turn the key and the engine would start. That's what the remedy does. It stimulates your body to heal itself. So it starts that process, okay? Without not just suppressing symptoms, it's starting to stimulate the body to heal itself. So you don't need to keep taking the remedy like you would in allopathic medicine, because once the engine's going, you don't need to keep turning the key in the lock, if that makes sense. If the symptoms start coming back, say after a couple of hours, you would repeat the remedy again because the engine's starting to stop. So you then turn the key again, the engine would come back. So you would deal with that acute situation, right? And say that that deals with it within 2 or 3 days. Now, sometimes what happens, you can take a remedy, start to sweat, may get a discharge, like mucus coming out. That's a good sign. The body's doing what it needs to do. It's trying to get rid of whatever it is. It's trying to get balance back in the system. So it's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. And in fact, often if I'm coming down with something, I'll take a remedy. Then I'll go to bed wrapped up in my clothes and hot water bottles, because I want my body to sweat. Because I know once it sweats, it's resolving it. That makes sense. But then the second part is you've got a chronic issue. Now, those headaches, the migraines, the cough, the sore throat, your body is trying to deal with something, okay? But it can't seem to resolve it. And if it's been going on for 10 years, you need to go, I would advise, go and see a homeopath. You need to deal with whatever the body is trying to throw off. It can't seem to throw it off. And it's showing you that there's something underlying underneath, as in, you know, what the body needs to do, but it can't quite do it. And if I next question, if you were my patient in a clinic in a chronic situation, because we see people chronically, you know, we spend an hour with them going through their life and different things, I would even go, you don't have to say this now, but I would say, what was happening 10 years ago? So we have to look at the timeline and see what was going on in your life, if that makes sense. So some people have never been well since having flu, but they've never really quite recovered, never been well since childbirth, never been well since a bang on the head. No, you know, we lack a detective. We're looking at you mentally and emotionally as well as physically. If that makes sense.
Yes, thank you. The other thing I have is actually purple eyes. You know, like I've had purple eyes only since I would say roughly 10 months ago. And I have been through like a traumatic experience like 10 months ago that I can't share here. But no. But I can say that since then I've had purple eyes, and normally I don't have purple eyes, and nice. I don't know if it's something I should be worried about or not, but I find it quite interesting that it hasn't gone away.
Yeah. And what do you mean by purple eyes?
So like, you know, like my eyelids are purple here. And
you mean a discoloration?
Yeah, it's actually purple, you know,
like purple. It's like, does it look like it's bruised?
Yes, it looks like it's bruised. And normally I would be able to like go out without makeup and it would be fine. And now I look like I'm wearing makeup because I'm, you know, I have these.
Yeah. You got permanent eyeshadow.
Yeah. And I don't know.
So what I would do, and obviously not going to do it here, but what I would ask you, I would say what happened 10 months ago, you would explain to me, and it could have been something traumatic. So again, it's the body expresses itself. It's like often physical symptoms, not all the time, but some of the time physical symptoms can be an external manifestation of an internal state. Okay, so for example, I see this a lot with cystitis or urinary tract infections. A lot of the time you take people's cases, especially if they're chronic, you keep getting them, or acute sometimes. I often say to them, what's pissing you off right now? You know, what's pissing you off right now? Because often if you look at Chinese medicine, things like cystitis and urinary tract is about being pissed off. It's about suppression of anger, okay, where anger has been suppressed. So if we suppress the emotions, it can manifest as physical symptoms if we don't deal with it. Now, that's one element. I'm not saying that's all the time of everybody's symptoms, but you have to look at that. You know, you have to look at why. And in Chinese medicine, for example, every organ has an emotion. So the liver, for example, is to do with anger. The lungs is to do with grief. Okay, so the kidneys is to do with fear. So again, when you look at people's ill health and where it's coming from, these can give you really good indications about what's going on with people emotionally, that things that haven't been expressed.
Thank you. So let's say if you knew what was the cause from a traumatic perspective, what could you do from a homeopathic perspective to heal that?
Yeah. So, for example, say it was a traumatic. Let's get into this. Well, it could be. Say there was a grief. There was a loss. Okay. So they may have lost their parent or lost a loved one, and they're in grief. Okay. And ever since then, they say that they have the grief. They might not. They may suppress the grief. Okay. So they don't share it. They keep it in. They sort of internalize it. But then they develop a skin eruption on their face, or they and really any physical complaint that can come out of migraines or headaches. So I take the case, you look at they come to see you, say a year later, and they're coming because they want to have the migraines treated. Okay, you take the case, all the symptoms of the case, what makes it better, what makes the headaches worse, what's the sensation like, whereabouts is it? Is it because it's a headache? They're in different locations, not just in your head. It's left side, right side, top of the head, across the head. Can be different thing. What's the sensation like? Well, it's like a crushing pain, or it's like a needle pain, or it's a weight. We take all those symptoms down, so we're getting very clear what remedy has that. Then I would say, when did it all start? And you could say it started, I don't know, 6 months ago. What was happening in your life 6 months ago? Nothing. Nothing was really going on. Okay, anything before then? Well, that's when I lost my father, or that's when I lost my mother. And as they're talking, you can feel that emotion, you know? And how are you with that? Oh, I've dealt with it. But the tears come to the eyes, they start to swallow. You can feel it. You can feel that emotion there. So what in homeopathy we'd look for is a headache remedy or migraine remedy that has grief as part of its remedy picture, okay? You could have somebody else who is very angry about a situation. Maybe they've been involved in a lawsuit, or their business partner, you know, has ripped them off, or whatever it can be, and they've got so much anger, you know, but they don't deal with that anger. But then they've got chronic insomnia. And when did it all start? It started with my business partner. You know, it's unexpressed emotion. So we'd look at what the trauma is. It could be anything. Obviously, it could be grief. It could be physical violence. It could be abuse. Whatever it can be, you know, whatever the trauma is. So you're looking for a remedy that also, because we have remedies for grief, we have remedies for trauma, we have remedies for anger, or every emotion you can think of, especially if it's being suppressed, you know, if it's being suppressed, because often these things need to be dealt with.
Thank you. That's so interesting. So
We're going deep here, Lily.
So, for example, if you knew that, you know, like my grandma used to beat me when I was young, and from 4 years old until 18 years old, and she used to say that I was ugly, stupid, and fat, and although I was actually the top of my class, and I was never that fat, and I was never that ugly, and I know. You know, she wanted me to be the best, and that's why she was saying that. But if you knew that, and if you knew that, let's say every time she beat me, every time I tried to speak, she would actually say, you know, like, okay, so you want to talk back, I'm gonna hit you harder, so you have a real reason to cry. Like, how would that impact, let's say, your homeopathy for my throat? Would it be something for homeopathy for anger and repression?
So in chronic case taking, what we do, we take what's called the timeline. So from the time you were born to where you are now, we would do a timeline. And we would plot along that timeline things that have happened in your life, mentally, emotionally, as well as physically. Okay. So you said from the age of 4 to the age of 18. Really, Lily, that's abuse. I mean, it's physical abuse and verbal abuse. That's what was going on. Now, how you reacted to that was that you had to keep it in. Am I right? Because if you expressed it, you would get beaten even more. Now, again, if you look at Chinese medicine, the throat and having a persistent sore throat like you've got, what's this to do with? This is about expression. This is about speaking. This is about showing that emotion. But if you can't, it gets stuck. You know, it can get stuck here. And there's a thing called globulus hystericus that people can get, like a sensation of a lump in the throat. And that's often from grief. And people who are in grief can often get that. It's called globulus hystericus. That's the name for it. But I would say just from that little bit that you've told me, that emotion can be stuck in your throat. You know, people say, oh, that really stuck in my throat, because it can't be expressed, because if you express it, then you got beaten even more. So it's just a survival strategy in order to deal with that. So if you came to see me, as if you were my client, then we would look at that and deal with that and give you remedies from ailments, because I would say what emotions connected to it. Now, you could say it was anger, I was so angry, you know, or it could be grief because why did my grandmother do this to me? All the different things, but we would find out exactly what that emotion was. But it is about suppressed emotion and it's about abuse. So we need a remedy that covers that area.
Thank you. How do you know that, for example, once you get this kind of remedy, how do you stop the recurring issue from happening again? Because you can say, I'm seeing similar situations that are mirroring my grandmother in business contacts and love relationships. And, you know, I'm kind of seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
And
what
I'm
for you?
Wondering, how do you stop that from like recurring, because it's like the triggers are always coming back. So you could say
absolutely
you could heal it, but then
absolutely.
You know the triggers are still coming back. Like, how do you stop that?
So we start from the premise that, you know, all the healing wisdom you're going to need is within you. Okay, now what happens is when you take those, when you're like stuck in a state. We get stuck in states. So like between the age of 0 and 4, you would be in a particular state. It could be a healthy state. At age of 4, a very, very young age, you learn how to adapt because it was a survival strategy. You had to adapt. So you had to be a certain way and you went into a state. Now that state could be closed down, didn't show any emotion, because if you did, then you'd get into trouble. So, and you can be in that state, as you said, 14 years you're in that state. But even after 18, after that stops, you're still in that state. So any situation that you find yourself in, you're going to revert back to that state, and there's going to, because you're in the state, you know. Now, the good thing is those states aren't permanent. And what happens when you take a remedy? And I'll give you an example. Say, again, somebody comes in with, pick back to migraines again. They come in migraines, you take the case. They're 34 years of age. How long have you had migraines for? Oh, I've had them. Actually, no, let's do it the other way around. So say they come in with migraines. You take the timeline. And you find it, you know, they were born, it's fine. And then at the age of 5, the parents divorced, okay? And they said, I was a really sort of happy child until my parents divorced, my father left, I was with my mother, and I became very clingy. I couldn't let my mother out of her sight. And I developed a persistent discharge from my nose, yellow, bland discharge. Would never really clear up, like I had a permanent cold. And then, I don't know, the mother remarries at the age of 9, stepfather moves in, and he's a very abusive, verbally abusive, physically abusive stepfather, okay? Doesn't really want her around. So then she has to change, that he can't stand the clinginess with the mother, so then she has to change state again in order to survive. So she could become very shut down emotionally, tries to be the good girl, tries to be the good girl at school, you know, always tries to be, you know, not to cause any fuss. And then she starts developing migraines, you know, a year later. And now the person's coming to see you at age 34 with these still migraines. But actually you take the case, they've never had a relationship, proper relationship. If they ever do, they can't share that emotion. They can't go there emotionally. There's like a wall around the heart. It's like they can't, you know, sort of let themselves go. And but they come to you at 34 with migraines. So you take the case, you find all this history out. And you can give a remedy, for example, the migraines, and it feels like 1,000 hammers on the head. They crave salt a lot. And it's a remedy called Nature Muir, Nat Muir. It's just a homeopathic remedy for migraines with suppression of emotions, right? You give them that remedy. They come back a month later after taking the remedy. You say, how have you been? And they say, well, what the hell was that remedy you gave me? I couldn't stop crying for 3 days. I just couldn't stop crying. All this emotion, all this stuff started coming up. And I can't help but start thinking about, I haven't thought about him for years, is my stepfather. And I'm so angry at him. I'm so angry at the way that he treated me and treated my mother. So she's gone back now from 34 back to being 9 years of age when the grandfather came, the stepfather moved in, or, you know, took over, and how she felt. And so she might need now, she's changed age. Not the same, that migraines have cleared up, but now she's really quite angry. It's all about anger, which she's suppressed for all those years. She's back to being 9 years of age again, really. So you give the remedy. It could be a remedy called Staphysagria, which is suppression of anger, which is about, it's actually an abuse remedy, physical, verbal abuse remedy. And then she comes back a month later. How are you? Yeah, I'm so much better. The anger's gone. But I've been dreaming a lot about my mum and dad and when my dad left. And I've got this whole blood discharge come back when I was a kid. It's all coming out. So she's gone back to being 5 years of age again. And the remedy that she needed then, she may need a remedy called pulsatilla, which is a remedy for a separation, especially forced separations when another parent leaves or somebody else leaves in the family and they feel abandoned. But often they have this yellow, horrible cold discharge all the time. They get very, very clingy. So basically, then you give the remedy for that. So what the so as you can see, you're working through. I mean, they're not going back to being a child again, but they're experiencing the going back like layers, going back through those layers. Because what the remedies do, Lily, is take you when you take a remedy, it takes you back and gives you the ability to decide again. Do I hold on to this or do I let it go? But it's your choice. We all have free will.
Thank you. Tell us three case studies of clients you have worked with where you've applied the homeopathy for flu, but customized to their situation. And what results did they have? Because I thought that was quite fascinating what you explained just now about the client that you had, because there's a lot of mirroring from that lady that you mentioned with my situation, because my dad also left when I was three. And then my
Wow.
mom
Okay.
remarried an abusive guy. And then, and that kind of history kind of like repeated. And I
And
was
which often,
really
yeah, well, it's
terrified.
interesting that I mean, I don't know you, Lily. It's the first time we've met. It's funny how I gave you that example.
Yeah.
That's how it works. This is how it works,
So tell us three case studies of other clients you've worked with where you applied the homeopathy for flu, cough, cold, or something
Oh,
similar.
well, I've got thousands of cases. I mean, there's nothing that's. I mean, these are pretty easy things that we deal with a lot. So cough, colds. I could say, I don't know, Joe Bloggs. I gave him the remedy gelsemium for flu. I mean, it's not really. I mean, the acutes. We do acutes all the time. I mean, like thousands of acutes. So it's not. I can't just pluck one out of the air, which would be very interesting because in acutes we're just matching for coughs and colds. There's not always a mental and emotional thing behind it. They can be like, for example, they got wet, or they, the flu's going around, whatever the flu's going around. So, I don't think really it's that really probably very interesting to talk about that personally.
Okay, then tell us some case studies of other people you've worked with where you applied homeopathy and how did this work? Because I thought it was quite interesting how it's, because I actually thought homeopathy was only about, okay, figuring out, okay, if you have flu or if you have something, then you have some herbal remedies that will work for
Yes,
that. But
not
I
yet.
never imagined that it was something also related to emotions like grief and depression and other negative emotions that you may have. And that's kind of like a new thing to me. So tell us about the impact of homeopathy on people's emotions and how it kind of led to healing that.
Well, I think I've given quite a lot of examples here, really, to I mean, it really goes back to the same thing. It's like every case is different. So when we take a case, it's like taking people's life story. Okay. So it's like people will often come in with physical problems or mental and emotional problems as well. It could be anxiety, it could be stress, as well as physical problems like chronic things like arthritis, or they could have digestive issues or whatever it is. So every case is different. Everybody's got the story to tell. Our job, this is as a chronic prescriber, but our job as a homeopath. It's when we said about getting into the engine. It's like, where's the cause? Where's the party at here? Why is this person in this state? And as I said, that this like if you start from here and like zero and the person's in the 50s, for example, that's 50 years, which you will go through and draw a timeline. And then you'll work backwards through the timeline. Okay. Now, you could have a case. I mean, there's many cases where people have never been well since medication, for example. So I had a gentleman came to see me and he'd never been well. Sorry, he came in to see me. He was actually in chronic heart failure. He was only a young guy in his 40s and he was in chronic heart failure. He had pulmonary edema where he was spitting fluid. There was fluid accumulating in his lungs because he couldn't, his heart couldn't shift the fluid. And I took his case and actually. I noticed he was on this medication. He'd been on this medication for 20 years, and this medication was for gout. And I said, "Why are you on this medication?" And he said, "Oh, when I was 19, I had gout, and so the doctor put me on this medication for gout." I said, "Has anybody ever checked this medication? Because you've been on it a long, long time. You shouldn't be on it for so long." He said, "No, no, I just got the repeat prescription." So I gave him a remedy. This was a homeopathic herbal remedy for his heart, a remedy called Crataegus. And the Crataegus is made from hawthorn berries, but it's a heart tonic. Okay. So I gave him that first because he needed something on to do with his heart before we even got to the rest of the case. And really within a week, his pulmonary edema had cleared up. His heart was starting to function better again. But I'd done my research on the drug, and the drug he was taking, this gout medication, caused heart problems after a prolonged use. And he'd been taking it for nearly 20 years. So what we did, we gave the homeopathic remedy version of the drug he was taking to get rid of the side effects of the drug. Okay, does that make sense? So we did that for months and months and months. And each month he was getting better and better. Eventually he could go back to work. Okay, because he worked in a factory. He could go back to work. And then he just improved, kept improving. The more we gave him the remedies, the more he improved over those months. And then about 6-7 months later, he contacted me and said, so he's back at work now, you know, his heart's functioning, you know, so much better. And he said to me, I'm in a lot of pain. You know, I'm really in a lot of pain. I said, pain where? He said, in my big toe. And I said, is that the same place where you had your gout? And he said, yes. So his symptoms that he'd had when he was 19 for the original symptoms of gout, eventually, because like the timeline, we've gone all the way through the timeline back to when he was 19 and he had the gout. Remember, he stopped his medication for the gout now, by the way, and we give him the homeopathic version. But then we treat his gout as it should have been treated when he was 19 using homeopathy and natural methods, and the gout cleared up. So here's an example of where that's a very chronic case where you're going through somebody's timeline, restoring health and vitality using homeopathy.
Thank you. So for example, if you knew that I actually have acid reflux, you would still go through the same kind of protocol.
No matter what you've got. Yeah. If it's chronic, yeah, we take your whole case and we go through it. So you're saying you've got acid reflux, but do you have acid reflux?
I don't know.
This is it, because you've got a sore throat, but you're thinking the sore throat's caused by the gout. So this is what we look at. We look at, well, is it or not? And then we look at the symptomatology and like, well, do you ever actually, after eating, notice that you have acid coming up, for example, after eating or certain things or drinking alcohol, for example? Or so we can see it's quite an in-depth consultation that we would do to find out, you know, we look at you mentally, as I said, emotionally, but also look at you physically. We're looking at how you sleep, what you eat, things that you crave, things that food you're averse to, what your digestion's like, how many times you go to the bathroom. All these things are really, really important because we're trying to get a really holistic view of who you are. What time you go to sleep? Do you wake up at night? You know, or are you thirsty? Are you thirstless? So all this builds a picture, but you can see, Lily, how that's different than when you just go and get some pills to suppress your symptoms. It's completely different because when you suppress symptoms, it goes deeper into the body. So an example of that would be eczema. Somebody has eczema, you take the case. Somebody comes in with asthma, for example, and you take the case and you can see they used to have eczema. So you do the timeline. They started with eczema at 5 or 7, whatever the age is. And the parents took them to the doctors. The doctors gave them hydrocortisone cream and it suppressed it. Okay. It'd get better. Then it'd get worse. Then it'd get better. Then it'd get worse. And then after, say, 8 years, it disappears. And they go, great, we've cured it. And then they start developing asthma. So the eczema's gone, but now they've got asthma. But as to homeopaths, it's the same problem. You've just suppressed it into the body. So the eczema clears up. Now they've got asthma. So it's gone deeper into the body. So the body wants to put things onto the skin because it's the most outer layer, largest organ in the world, body, you know. But then if you keep trying to express something through the skin, but you keep putting cortisone cream, suppressing it, it eventually goes deeper into the body and comes out as asthma. That's why there's often a connection between eczema and asthma. So they come to see you with asthma, you treat the asthma and you'll say to them, okay, as the asthma clears, then you will develop, the eczema will come back because it's going, this is the hierarchy of the body. It goes from important organs to less important organs or from the inside out. Because you can die from asthma. It can be life-threatening. You know, eczema, you very rarely will die of eczema unless you got infected and you got sepsis, which is quite rare. So you give them the homeopathy, the asthma shifts, and how's your asthma? A lot better, but now the eczema is starting to come back. Now, for a homeopath, that's a good sign because it's called the return of old symptoms. So that means that problem now, which they had, is now come out. Now you treat the asthma homeopathically, naturally, stimulate the body to heal itself without any cortisone, and it clears up and you've restored health to that person.
Wow, that sounds so fascinating.
I feel like I'm giving you a homeopathic lecture here.
Yeah, it sounds almost like a lot of physical conditions are caused by emotions as well. Would you agree there?
Yeah, well, again, everybody's different. But yes, we can often see there's a mental and emotional cause, but not always. It depends on the case, you know?
Okay.
Depends on the case. So it can be environmental. As I said about that drug, the person taking that drug, it can be environmental. I mean, people have so many issues and side effects from drugs. I mean, it's just horrendous. And then that causes other symptoms, so they have to take other medications to counteract the other drug effect symptoms. Remember, every single drug has a side effect. Every single drug. So, but back to your point, yes, things can be emotional, but it can also be environmental. It can be, yes, but like, you know, people can have a shock, emotional shock. They can have a physical shock. So I've seen people never been well since a car accident. You know, just never been well since. So I'll give you another case that I remember a lady came to see me, an elderly lady in severe pain, back pain, neck pain. She's been to see all different people and she'd had it about probably 10 years. And she's seen all different types of people, doctors, physicians, physios, all different people. And I took a case. I said, when did it? So I took all the symptoms, actually stiffness, worse movement, couldn't sleep at night. She hadn't said, I haven't slept for years. And I said to her, when did it all start? She said, it started 10 years ago. I said, what happened 10 years ago? She said, I was in a car accident. She said, I was at the traffic lights and a lorry came from behind and hit the back of the car. And it's just, I've had this ever since, you know, like obviously whiplash and the whole, knocked a whole body out. So I gave her a remedy called Arnica. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of the remedy Arnica. It's the number one remedy. If you want to know homeopathic remedy and carry it with you at all times, that is Arnica. It's a universal trauma remedy. Whether you bang your head, you fall over, operation, if people have had operations, you know, I know boxers that take it when they're training. It's basically for trauma. So I gave her Arnica in a high potency, and I gave her a remedy called Hypericum, which is for nerve damage and whiplash. It's made from St. John's wort. It's better known as St. John's wort, but this is the homeopathic version. So I gave her a dose of each, one on one day, one on the second day. So that was 24 hours later, the next day, she left me a message. She said, after taking the first remedy, I have slept that night for the first time in 10 years since having it. And within 7 days, she was symptom free. She had no more pain, gone. So this shows you that even something happened 10 years ago, the body will hold on to that trauma. There's a great book called Your Body Keeps the Score. I'd say to everybody to buy it. The body remembers. And if it's had trauma, it can store that trauma within the body, whether it's mental, whether it's emotional, or whether it's physical.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Well, entrepreneurs can connect to me. Well, if you just go to, I have a school called chhomeopathy.com, or you can go to my website, marcusfernandez.com. And I've treated many entrepreneurs, especially when they're juggling many, many things. There's a good remedy called Nux Vomica, which is good for especially business people or people running their own businesses. And Nux Vomica people is often, you know, a lot going on, juggling a lot of things, thinking about business all the time, often drink a lot of coffee. So they're winding the system up. Yeah. So they have to have lots of coffee in the morning to wind themselves up, and then often can drink in the evening to wind themselves back down again. But have a lot of digestive issues, have a lot of things like heartburn, digestive problems, can have issues around, you know, constipation, different things. But really, it's a remedy that is go, 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 you know, very competitive, go, go, go type of character. So the remedies also have those sort of mental pictures as well.
Thank you.
Follow me for more interviews with world's most innovative health change makers to live your healthiest life ever.